Now, I don't know. I just love surprises. I love a real fastball with topspin. And I've just found out that I have two guests in here today. And all this is because I changed. It's all my fault because I changed with Bob. And he's been given all the details and I haven't. Anyway, I've been joined by Chris Scott and also Toby Scott. Are you father and son?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, there you are. You see, we've got something right. Now, you're from an organisation called We Are Music.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that, first of all.
Okay. We Are Music is a registered charity.
Uh-huh.
We come from North Essex, and we work closely with young people, helping them in music, get their music heard.
Yeah.
And we also run a rock school where we teach, you know, 9 to 18-year-olds as well.
There's a rock school?
Yeah.
You teach them how to play rock and roll music.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, great stuff. Hey, that's good. Yeah. Now, you've got a festival coming up in Brentwood, coming up in August. So yeah. Tell us a little bit about that. Exactly where it is and when is it?
Okay. The festival's on the Saturday, the 13th of August. It's King George's Playing Fields in Brentwood. And it's a festival that combines extreme sports with music.
Right.
And that involves skateboarding, BMX, and there are competitions and demonstrations on the day. But all the acts are young, unsigned bands who are like playing to a large audience, and we're giving them a chance to sort of like really get their music heard in front of a bigger audience in Brentwood.
And these are the people, presumably, you've been training?
No, these are people who we've worked with in a separate project called Get Known, Be Heard.
You've got everything going, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, Toby runs Get Known, Be Heard, so he can perhaps talk
right,
about
yeah,
that.
Come in, Toby, and tell us. You need to get quite close to the mic there. That's
so, yeah, we run a program called Get Known, Be Heard, where we basically video unsigned acts in a local area and show them off in a good light. So we've been working with many acts across Essex, really, and we're just bringing them to this festival to showcase them, because we always find they play festival slots, but there's never hundreds of people watching them. Mm. For this festival, we really want to emphasise that it's all about the unsigned acts.
And it's all free of charge, is that right?
Yes, at the moment, if you look on the website, which is www.landslidefestival.org,
www.landslidefestival.org.
All one word.
Right, and it's landslide.
Yep.
Festival.org, yes.
And if you go on there, you can sign up and get your free tickets at the moment.
Yeah. So, because later on, you'll have to pay.
Yeah, once we've sold, I think we're at about 800. Once they're gone, you have to start paying, so you need to.
All right, and you're looking for about 1,000 to 1,500 people to turn up.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. We think it'd be nice, that'd be a good audience for everybody, and it would work well in the park and be a lot of fun.
Right. Now, you've got 18 bands appearing on two stages, yeah? But you've got these other things going on as well. Skateboarders, they're going to be doing exhibitions as well, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, they're doing. Basically, we've got Hoax is a skateboard brand, and they're involved with it. And Empire Skate Park from Colchester are organising the thing with the Brentwood Skate Park Association.
Mm-hmm.
So we're putting on sort of like demonstrations and competitions alongside the music.
Yeah. And what about this? See, it says here you've got a busking stage for over 20 acts. Who are these acts? Are they people you've already sorted, or are they going to be on the day that anybody can turn up and start busking?
So the busking stage was an idea of mine which I came up with. And what I thought is there's many acoustic acts and young people who would want to perform, but they can't necessarily because they don't know anywhere to perform or they won't get any money from it. So what I thought is we'll set up one stage where people can come to me, it'll send me an email to the Landslide Festival, and basically what we'll do is we'll put them on for a half an hour slot and they can have a hat in front of them, and then people can literally give them whatever money they want to. So they will earn money out of playing the music.
But they've got to book that through you in advance.
If they message us on the Landslide Festival webpage, they'll see an email address, and if you drop us an email, we can get you booked on that.
Right. Now, you guys are actually from Colchester, is that right?
Well, we're from Harwich, really, rather than
Harwich. We're
even further north.
Right. Good stuff. So how are you getting involved with Brentwood exactly? How did that come about?
Well, what we wanted to do is Harwich, as you appreciate, is right in the north of the county.
Absolutely.
And what we wanted to do is to try and bring the work that we were doing to a bigger audience.
Yeah.
So we looked at Brentwood as being sort of like a good
central area,
because it's central and it gives us a good location. And we viewed as well, there wasn't a lot on for young people in the area as well. So we felt that it was good to put it on here. Chelmsford's got more things, and we thought we could put something on in Brentwood which was particularly focused towards the young people.
And is this going to be a regular thing? Is it a one-off, or are you going to do it regularly?
We'd like to do it regularly. We'll just see how well the first one goes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about your charity.
Okay. The charity has been running for 7 years.
Yeah.
It started really out of a sort of like the, what was the game? Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
We got some of the kids got Guitar Hero, and they then decided they wanted to play guitar like, in the game, Guitar Hero. So we set up in a local church hall, and we bought a few bits of kit from eBay. And then on the first night, 19 kids turned up with 40 parents who all wanted to do it. And then within 6 months, we got an old school building in Harwich, which we then converted. And now in that building, we've got three rehearsal spaces, a recording studio, electronic dance music room,
Videography.
Video workshop, and we put all that together over time.
And how on earth are you paying for all this?
Well, all the building was funded by, we got the money for materials from the council, and then we put all the labour in to build it. So we built the entire building, like all the people who've worked with it over the 7 years built the thing. And then we've run apprenticeships there as well. And we've run a lot of work with young people, helping them, helping unemployed young people get into musical education or getting into the music industry. A bit of everything.
And where do you see this going in the future?
We'd like to see it running yearly, really.
I was thinking about the actual charity, the whole everything.
Well, we see ourselves, we'd like to start moving in maybe a mobile bus and going across Essex into Suffolk and all across the UK, really, to try and give people the access to further music education, which they wouldn't be able to get in certain schools or stuff like that because it's too specialised. So that's what we're really looking at the moment.
Yeah, I think what we want to do with the bus is to be able to take it out.
Yeah.
Do a recording, do sort of like a video and things like that with them. And then signpost them, particularly in rural areas where there's no access to people to get to.
Yeah, sure.
So they can go out and we can signpost like what sort of education you can get, how you can do, what skills you need to get into the music industry apart from playing. You need to be into social media, you need to be into getting your message out, all of the things that young people perhaps aren't as readily aware that they need to do if they actually want to get into the music industry.
Well, it sounds really, really good to me. And so this event, as we say, is happening on the Brentwood Skate Park.
Yeah.
Is that right? Brentwood Skate Park at the King George Playing Field on Saturday the 13th of August. Starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, goes all the way through till 8 in the evening. Long old day.
Yep.
Now, if you want your tickets, you've got to be fast. There's about 1,500 people can go there. But the first 800 people who apply are going to get their tickets absolutely free of charge. So what you need to do is to go to www.landslidefestival.org. That it?
That's it. Thanks very much.
Not at all. It's our pleasure. Thanks very much indeed for coming in. And sorry that I wasn't really ready for you, but never mind. Good luck on the day.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks
for
a lot.
Help.